Urban 15 celebrates Dia de los Muertos with one eye on the past and another towards its multicultural artistic verve. TPR arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan explains.
Catherine and George Cisneros' Urban 15 is known for taking culture and giving it a soundtrack that makes you want to move.
We perform with music and with dance, and we bring in the community who dance with us.
But lest you think that what they're doing for Dia de los Muertos is just entertainment, Catherine says it's serious and respectful.
For us, it's the recognition of our dear loved ones that are on the other side.
While Urban 15's take on Dia de los Muertos is thoroughly modern, its roots are anything but.
These are very ancient traditions from Aztec culture, but they're combined with Catholicism. That's what the intricacy of this is.
George says each year they partner with other nonprofits for their Day of the Dead processions.
This year we'll be working with the Institute of Texas Cultures, the Instituto Mexicano at Plaza Mexico, Centro Aztlan, and finally the Lone Star Neighborhood Association.
The first performance is scheduled for 7 Friday night at the Institute, followed at 8:30 by Centro Cultural Aztlan, and then finishing at 10 p.m. at the Lone Star Art Space. Urban 15 takes the tradition of creating an altar, then they make it move.
The procession actually is a choreographed moving altar.
Yeah, everybody's seen the altars, but they're always still, right?
Yes, and we kind of bring them to life.
Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.